piece of artwork, download a new song. Be pleased to know.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And good morning. We welcome you to Wednesday Live. It's right now 11 o'clock, top of the hour. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And so glad that you have joined with us again this morning. We do look forward to bringing some very important things to your attention and to the discussion this morning. We want to just start by welcoming Marty, who is with us, I believe, online. And so, Marty, are you able to hear me okay this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning. We have a big event coming up, and you were just with us, what, maybe 2 weeks ago? And David,
about 2 weeks, yeah.
So we want to kind of pick up from there and tell us a little bit about what's getting ready to happen in Orlando.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. Love you guys. Well, it's the 12th annual International Christian Film and Music Festival. And this event showcases about 150 films, faith and family films, and there's seminars, there's interactions with the actors, directors of the films that you know and love, and there's opportunity to network and to fellowship and to enjoy not just movies, but people's companies. For actors, they can audition. For people that are into music, they can connect with people that are in the industry and learn more. And of course, there's the red carpet and also the award ceremony. So there's a lot that happens in the 4 days.
All right, and Marty, you are the founder of the International Christian Film and Music Festival, I believe. And how did that happen?
Yeah, thank you for that question. It really happened because of an event that used to take place here in Orlando. And 1 year, I used to take my kids every year, and they used to love going. And 1 year just stops happening, and it was disheartening because I was excited to take my kids because we go every year. So when I found out that it was not happening that year, I heard a voice that says, "You've got to do this."
You had a divine call, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I responded immediately, "No, I don't."
you were not volunteering.
Not at all. No, not at all. But I did fight God for 2 years because I really did not want to do it.
You didn't read about Moses in the Old Testament about deciding that, you know, after all those years of preparation, maybe he should be looking for, another headhunter or something.
You know, we read all these stories, but when it's happening to you, you don't think about those stories. Amen. Like, this happened before, and God always wins.
He does win. Well, that's great. So God put that on your heart, and so this is going to be the 12th annual. Now, how can people find out more? What is the proper web address? And I know this is going to be happening in Orlando. Where is it going to be?
Yes, it's going to be in Orlando. And for more information, they could go on the website, internationalcff.com. And the cool thing about ICFF, too, is there are free things that are happening that you do not have to pay for. We have, like, a praise and worship concert. You don't have to pay for that. We have a premiere of a movie on Friday night. You don't have to pay for that. Every morning we do praise and worship. Nobody has to pay for that. So there are things that the community gets involved and they can do without having to pay for anything. And of course, some of the sessions you do have to pay for, and other things that you have to participate. And we make it as inexpensive as we possibly can.
So you're saying people from the community in Orlando can come in and be a part of the praise and worship sessions, and what's happening with the you said there's a special concert or something. Who's the artist this year?
The praise and worship.
The praise and worship. Okay.
Yeah, concert. We do have a local band that will be doing that, and we are very excited because every year that is such a popular thing, and people usually find healing in music, and it won't be different this year. So they just have to sign up and get a free ticket to participate. And they could be from anywhere. We don't really care if they're local or coming from Nigeria or Australia.
Okay. So I'm looking at an address here at the Wyndham Orlando Resort. Is that the location of the actual event?
Yes, it is at the Wyndham. Everything takes place there.
Okay.
And it's really neat because people stay there. And I know David has experienced this, you see people like in the morning early, and you see them at night late. Like, people don't go to sleep much.
Well, us old folks do, but yeah.
So this is at, it is at International Drive, Wyndham Orlando Resort, International Drive Orlando. And of course, you were saying that for people to get tickets that want to go to some of the ticketed events, they would go to the International ICFF
.com. International CFF.
CFF. There you go. CFF.
.com.
Now, this is a big event. And I think sometimes, you know, people who are listening may not know how to relate because they don't really know how this event could connect with maybe their God call or what's going on in their lives. Who would you say would really be blessed? I mean, I see this as everything from fine arts directors and families wanting to go there just to meet and greet. But what's on your heart in regards to that? What is the vision? Who are you looking to bring in?
Everybody.
Everybody. Right? So, that's great.
Everybody. I'll tell you why. It's because a lot of times us Christians, we don't know what films that are out there because we don't want to watch these things that are on television.
The garbage, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't know, right? This is a place where you find out some of the films that are available for you to watch that you didn't know about.
Okay.
And how to watch them, where to watch them, and how you can get to see them. And the cool thing too is a lot of them you get to see before they go in theaters, right? So you get a preview before it goes out in the theater. How cool is that? When you see those ads, it's like, oh, I saw this movie at ICFF already. You know, you need to go watch that movie.
Amen.
So, and I'll tell you a quick story. About 5 years ago, there's a lady that wrote me, and she said, Marty, I don't have any money to come to ICFF. I really want to bring my kids. It's been in my heart. And I said, don't worry about it. We're going to cover your ticket. This lady was there last year, and she tells me the story that happened at ICFF when she came. She came, she brought her kids, and her kids got connected with some folks there. Not only that they're in big movies, but they're also connected with some people in Nashville doing music at the same time. And guess what? The mother, who had nothing to do with acting and any of that, she participated in some of the seminars, and she got interested into acting, and now she herself art in movies.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah, you never really know what happens when you come to ICFF.
Well,
as long as you allow the Holy Spirit to do its
Amen.
Work.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Dave has something to say, but before he starts talking, I'm going to tell you, make sure that you don't give Dave a total overdose again, because when Dave came back, he was so revved up about Christian films and authors and what was going on at what happened at this event that it was all we could do to get him through the front door. He wanted every Wednesday Live, he wanted to talk about what happened up there. And so, you know, if you're a pastor, if you're a fine arts pastor, if you have young people in your congregation, I just look at this and think about how many people I know of in our years of ministry came to the Lord through fine arts, and how God uses music and drama and movies and films to reach men, to reach women, young people, teenagers, kids. This is so very important. David, he's trying to get onto the microphone here.
Well, I know we got a couple minutes left. I don't want to burn up all your time, Marty, but you mentioned several benefits for attending, for anyone attending the ICFF. On top of that, and I want to share with you why the compass, the Holy Spirit compass points, like Jonathan said, is that for the longest time, I personally have been deeply burdened for media in general. You know, not just Christian media, but, you know, the secular media.
Sure.
And the poor direction that secular media has in entertainment and news, whatever. And the first year I went to the ICFF, which was the 10th annual, 2 years ago, here's what the Lord said to me: by being immersed in the ICFF community, he said to me, David, there's hope for media. Because I am moving through Christian media, I'm moving in the entertainment media, and there's Christian news out there.
Excellent.
It wasn't represented there, but the point is, God gave me hope for the first time in a long time, Marty, and it's because of what he has had you and the other folks that work with you do allow to happen.
It's excellent.
To bring about at the ICFF. So what I'm saying to our listeners is this. There's only one free ticket here.
No, we have two.
We have two.
Somebody
free tickets.
Somebody just brought one in. They just found out they're not going to be able to attend.
Two free tickets. But listen, if you miss those, you can call in and put your name on that list. If you miss those, if you want to have a deliverance from the heaviness of feeling what's going on in media in general, you have got to go. Literally, seriously. Whatever it takes, you have
to go. So you're saying vision. This casts a vision of hope.
Vision, and it's happening right. You go
That's
in
awesome.
And you're getting it. It's
That's
Holy
awesome.
Spirit giving gift to you. Go. All right. There you go, Marty. You've got a couple minutes.
Now, when does this start? What's the first day, and what can people expect? How should they come dress? Are they dressing up for the Oscars or something? Or, you know, how do people come?
That's a great question. Thank you. So it starts on May 1st, technically, right? But we do have something planned on the evening of the 30th of April for those, because we have a lot of internationals and people that arrive early. So there's a bit of a networking thing happening. But officially, it starts on May 1st. It goes on through May 4th. How to dress? You dress casual. It's a very casual event, a fun atmosphere. You could talk to anybody and everybody. That's the really cool thing. But when it comes to the award ceremony, that's more formal. If you're going to participate in the award ceremony, that's more formal. If you're going to be on the red carpet, of course, that's more formal. But we do also have a lot of opportunities for people to fellowship, right? We even have a prayer room. We have prayer warriors going around praying for people. And there's so much deliverance that happens in the prayer room. I would say it's the most popular room out of all the rooms at, at the festival. It's the prayer room.
That's right.
That is excellent. That is excellent. And I know when we've talked in the past, I could just hear your heart to bring our nation back to God. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that every time I've talked with you. And what I heard from David as well as you, Marty, is that prayer and worship and the presence of God, entertaining God, and bringing gifted people together that know how to raise up the awareness of our nation and people to be able to enter into God's presence, knowing that there's no other answer for our nation. I just love the heart that you have. But I do have a question. Tell me about your kids, because you said years ago things had stopped and God put this on your heart. Are they involved today?
Yeah, that's a great question. They are 20 and 17 now.
Wow.
And every year they do help. You will see them participating and helping.
Excellent.
Every year you do see them. Absolutely. They love it.
Excellent. And I know that you connect with pastors and church leaders. And what would your word be to pastors and church leaders that are in churches across Florida in regards to the opportunity for them to be a part of this?
Yeah, I think what people often think that this is not for me. I don't think this is for me. This is for filmmakers, and this is for music people, and that's it. And I think that's where they're wrong. And this is really for pastors, and the pastors that do come, they are amazed. They're like, this exists? Like, I didn't know this was like this.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one quick story. You guys know David A.R. White, who started PureFlix. When we invited him to attend for the first time, he thought it was like an event with maybe 30 people in a small church. because he hadn't heard of it, you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
Like a lot of people don't. But when he arrived, he was just blown away, not by just the amount of people, but the quality of people.
That's
what
awesome.
Happens, the things that happen at ICFF, the prayers, the godly connections, the films that are so good, and all the connections that are made.
Well, that's tremendous, and I know that that for people who have never been, to open their eyes up, there are literally hundreds of people that come to this event. Do you have any idea what the numbers are?
Yeah, we're probably looking at between 2,000 and 2,500 attendees this year.
And that's excellent, and I believe that's important, because sometimes leaders may be hesitant to encourage people to go, or some of their staff to go, because they simply don't understand. And so I'm so glad that you are willing to come on air with us and just tell people about the vision and tell them what is happening. And I want to finish off with this question to you. Is there hope for America? And how do you see the arts in bringing that hope to pass?
Oh, most certainly. I will tell you a quick example that prayer works. Your prayers really, really work. And I shared this the last time, is that this year we will see more movies than we've ever, and theaters, than we've ever had in our lifetime, right?
More Christian films.
More Christian movies in the theater than any of us have seen in our lifetime. Why? It's because there is a movement. God is at work. And the prayers are working. So, yes, there is hope for America. We got to stay on our knees. We got to call on the name of Jesus. I know it looks really bad out there, but we all have to know that God is still at work, and
Amen.
We see it.
Amen. Well, that is awesome. And I'm going to ask Marty right after we give the details of the event again, for you to close this part of our morning with prayer. because I know that God is at work. I know God isn't on the move, and I know that many of our listeners today are praying for their family members, some that live out of state and in different places, and this is a great way that God is going to reach out and touch many of our family members. We're praying for revival, a great awakening, and I believe this is a major part of God's giftings to the body of Christ to bring that awakening and to usher us into God's presence. And so let's give the details one more time, and then Marty, if you would please lead us in a moment of prayer.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, the website for more information is internationalcff.com. It's taking place in Orlando at the Wyndham, May 1st through May 4th. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for all the wonderful things that you are doing right now. We thank you for the joy that you put in our hearts. We thank you for the radio station. We ask that you bless the team. Bless everyone that is a part, the supporters, the listeners, everyone. Lord Father, may your word be spread among all the nations through that ministry. Lord Father, I pray for those that are hurting right now. There are so many that are hurting. There are so many that are facing depression, suicidal thoughts. There are so many that are lost, that don't know you. Father, use us.
Amen.
So that we can share your message to those that don't know you yet. Use our testimonies. Use our talents. Use our skills. Use our voice.
Amen.
Use everything that we've got to spread that message, and help us, equip us, help us to be bold and not be afraid. Father, I pray for those right now that are listening.
Thank you, Father.
Everyone is going through something, Lord, and I pray for healing. I pray for those that are facing some financial burdens. I pray for deliverance. I pray for peace. Lord, Father, please bless this day. Bless this week, bless this month, bless this year. Bless us until your return. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Marty, thank you for responding to the call of God to raise up and to coordinate the coming together of these who are gifted to get the gospel out through fine arts. This is absolutely awesome.
Amen.
And I don't know if we've had some calls that have come in, but we did have two tickets available. And thank you very much for making those available to our listeners. And so if you've been listening this morning, this is in Orlando. It does begin on May the 1st. I guess there is somewhat of an event on the 30th, but you can go online, find out more, the 1st through the 4th. And, of course, call the station. Karen, give those numbers out for people who are listening that might need the numbers to get more information.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, Marty, thank you for your ministry, your work, and we're going to continue to pray that you have a most blessed this year, that it will far exceed any understandings or expectations, and I look forward to the day when I get to meet up with you personally.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Wow. All right. That was great to have Marty with us again from the International Christian Film, and I think it's Film and Music
and
Festival
music
now.
Festival,
Film
that's
and
right.
Music Festival, and that's coming up in Orlando. Now, we are going to be talking about an event that's going to be right here on the east coast of Florida in Port St. Lucie. Jonathan Kahn is going to be the guest with us for the National Day of Prayer. And I'm going to be connecting with Chris Fogle, who is the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And Chris is going to give us a little more information about this upcoming event. Again, it's the National Day of Prayer with Jonathan Kahn. This is Thursday, May the 2nd, and that's coming very soon. We're going to go to a song. I played this song quite a bit during prayer and share this year because it just really touched my heart. It's entitled, Come, Jesus, Come.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been
right, and that song, of course, is entitled Come Jesus Come. You're listening to Wednesday Live on WCNO at 89.9. Keep your dial set right there, and I want to welcome Chris Fogle, who is the Executive Director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Chris, welcome.
Good morning. It's just a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Great to have you with us on air. Chris, I know that we have a God-ordained event coming up for the National Day of Prayer. We have a guest that's going to be with us. Could you tell us about the National Day of Prayer right here on the east coast of Florida? What is getting ready to happen? Who's going to be with us? And we want to get a big invite out to our state.
Well, we are so blessed to have a special guest to be with us on the National Day of Prayer. And let me say this, that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance has been celebrating the National Day of Prayer for 8 years. And we actually rent out the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie called the Mid-Florida Event Center. And it's just incredible gathering of people. We do it in the evening because many people are working during the day and have find it difficult to get to the National Day of Prayer gatherings that are happening in Stuart and Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie during the day. So we do it in the evening, and I'm going to suggest that the people that are coming get there around 5:30, because it will start at 6 o'clock next Thursday night, May 2nd. There is an offering of $20 per ticket, which really is not to benefit the coffers of Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, but rather to cover the cost of everything that we will incur that evening. But we're encouraging people now to get their tickets for the National Day of Prayer. We were blessed last year to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn speak, and he spent so much time afterwards signing and autographing books for many of the people that were there. And he's just a delightful person, but he delivers a powerful prophetic message. He really is in tune to the scripture and the prophecies of Daniel, and I'm just looking forward to it. But tickets are running low. I think we only had 1,000 tickets, and I think now we're less than 200.
Right, and I'm sure that that all of those tickets are going to be spoken for.
They'll be gone by Friday, almost certain.
I believe so, and so, Chris, let's give the information out. Again, this is going to be the National Day of Prayer. It's on May the 2nd, and the event actually will start at 6 o'clock with regional leaders praying over the nation, because it is a National Day of Prayer. And we are expecting for there to be civic leaders, a lot of business leaders, a lot of pastors, spiritual leaders will be there that day. But May the 2nd, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center. That's 9221 Southeast Event Center Place in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Again, Chris, having Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, come to the east coast of Florida, I believe is a God event.
It really is, and I want to give thanks to you because you have worked so hard. You have developed an excellent rapport with Rabbi Jonathan, and we go back with him to Washington, D.C., when we first went to the pastor's gathering that the Family Research Council had, and we've been able to keep that relationship going. So thanks to you, Jonathan, for your work in keeping that connection going, because we are blessed to have someone as prolific as Rabbi Jonathan. And, you know, again, I really recommend that people try to get there around 5:30. There is ample parking, and there is no assigned seating, so except for the very front. But this is Business Civic Ministry Coalition, and as you said, we will have representatives from business, elected officials, and pastoral leadership, and we will have representatives from those three groups that will be doing intercessory prayer prior to Rabbi Jonathan's presentation.
Well, Chris, looking at what's taking place in our world today, and it's not just the world overseas, but we have Israel that's at war. We have our nation with serious spiritual needs in our nation. And God has raised up Jonathan Kahn to be a voice, one of the voices that are able to is able to bring clarity from the Word of God, from a biblically balanced perspective that opens up events that are taking place today. And as you know, Chris, when Jonathan was with us last year, he brought a message that was it was for us. It was for the Treasure Coast as well as the nation and the nations. And I believe, again, we're going to be able to receive what God is giving him for us right here on the Treasure Coast as well as our nation and the nations.
Well, you're right. And I want to say this, Jonathan. I want people to come together, not just to hear him, but to come and gather as the body of Christ to pray.
Yes.
To lift up their voices
yes.
to Almighty God.
Amen.
Because we echo 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it's important for all of us to humble ourselves before God and repent of our sins. And as the prayer says, turn away from our wicked ways, and God will hear us. And I believe there is a powerful movement on the Treasure Coast. Because the very next night is the Caravan for Christ that will be held in Fort Pierce, which has been going on for 7 years. That's why violence in Fort Pierce has subsided over those 7 years. It's because people have been faithful and going out on a Friday night late and praying throughout the community. So I believe that there is something powerful happening on the Treasure Coast. So it's not just to hear someone speak, but it's to come together in unity as the body of Christ. We are the body.
Amen. Amen. And this is it is the National Day of Prayer. It is a call to prayer. We will have a prayer focus for sure. And if you want to go to the website for more information, you can go to, of course, www.tccalliance.com, or you can call or text to this phone number, 772-324-9313, or of course you can also call the radio station and we will have information available here as well. Now, Chris, there's another event that's coming up down the road a ways, and we don't want to get people confused, but we do believe that the church needs to stand with God's covenant people. And there is going to be a Treasure Coast Day of Prayer in September, I believe.
That's correct. Jonathan, September 26th will be the third annual Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. And the reason we came up with the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer was to unite our communities. And the reason we picked that date, the fourth Thursday of September, is it's very close to the Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. And this is a time for us to come together in prayer. And we, again, and Jonathan, again, I give you kudos. I don't know why I'm patronizing you today, but God put on your heart to have a day for Stand Up for Israel. And again, through your efforts, we are able to get Paul Wilbur, who will be there that evening on September 26th, and that will be at the Fenn Center, located on Virginia Avenue in Fort Pierce, September 26th. Tickets are not on sale yet, but again, that will sell out very quickly, and we hope to have our Jewish brethren with us together that night, to stand up for Israel. I think it will be a powerful statement for our community when so much angst is going against Israel in this country, when you see on the local news people issuing horrible statements celebrating Hamas. This is celebrating Satan. And we, again, need to stand up and fight for our kingdom values.
You know, Chris, I believe God's putting this together, And, of course, we have Jonathan Kahn's going to be on the Treasure Coast with us for the National Day of Prayer. But in September, this event, I Stand with Israel event with Paul Wilbur. Paul is going to be bringing with him, I believe, some of his family. He has mentioned that he plans to bring a Holocaust survivor. He is also planning to bring Raleigh Washington, who many who were a part of Promise Keepers remember. Coach McGarthy, Raleigh Washington, was a part of that team with Promise Keepers. He is scheduled to be with us for that Treasure Coast Day of Prayer in September. And so, Chris, I believe what we're seeing that God is raising up a standard right here in Florida. We know that our state and our people are important. You know, we know that. But I believe that God is bringing some of these key leaders to us to encourage us, stir up faith, and to strengthen our stand that's in the marketplace for the kingdom of God.
Well, and God has blessed us with another prolific speaker on our 8th Annual Christmas Proclamation Supper, which is going to be on December 1st at the Mid-Florida Event Center, which we will probably have room for 550 people. Now, that's a dinner that evening. But we are going to have Kevin Cochran, who was the fire chief of Atlanta, who was fired because of his stand for Jesus Christ.
Yes, and Kevin Cochran, he was appointed by President Obama. Is that not correct?
He was appointed by President Obama to be the deputy fire chief of the United States, and so he is a young fellow that grew up in Louisiana. He rose to the ranks to be fire chief. He's a black individual who rose up to be chief of the fire in Atlanta, but his mission and his writings about his stand with Christ created a furor with the LGBT community, who put pressure on the mayor of Atlanta to fire him. So we are under attack, Jonathan. You know what? I know when we're under attack that we are being obedient to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Chris, once again, we're just talking about some of the things in regards to the Alliance. Can you just give us a thumbnail? What is the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance? What is it all about? We're talking about three major events that are coming up this year.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a board of pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County, from different religious backgrounds, whose sole purpose is to work to bring the body of Christ together with business leaders and civic leaders. Because we knew pastors can't do it alone, but they need the assistance of the entire community. And so over this 8-year period, we've been able to gather business leaders throughout the Treasure Coast and elected officials, both local, school, sheriff, fire, and state representatives. I mean, it's been a powerful movement. So it's important for people to realize that we are coming together in this community as the body of Christ to support kingdom values.
Chris, I'm going to go to a song. If you have the ability to stand by for a moment, this song is a song of Israel as a nation being called back to their homeland and what God is doing in Israel. And following that, I would like for you just to lift up prayer over this upcoming event and over our state, if you can stand by.
I will.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away once I gather you under my wings. I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away once I gather you. So we pray for the peace, we look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughter, sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water, I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you, I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
All right, and you are listening to Wednesday Live. It's right now 11:48. We have just a few minutes left, and I do still have Chris Fogle with us, and we have been talking about the upcoming National Day of Prayer. I believe this is a very significant time for our nation, as our nation will be collectively crying out to God for God's mercy upon our land. But Chris, there's a great event, great opportunity for people to join together right here on the east coast of Florida. Tell us once more about it before we close this section with prayer.
Yes, I am excited to talk about our National Day of Prayer, which will be held Thursday, May 2nd at the Mid-Florida Event Center, formerly known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center on US 1, at 6 o'clock that evening. We're asking people to get there around 5:30 to get there early because there is no prearranged seating, and the offering are $20 to cover the cost of the event and the rental of the Civic Center and speaker and all our expenses. But we really would love for people to call in now if they need to get tickets, because they will be gone probably by Friday. There's less than 200 tickets left, and they can go online to www.tccalliance.com for tickets.
Amen. So that's coming up. Put that on your calendar. There still is time for you to get together a group from your church or your fellowship. You know, Chris, we had people from Fort Lauderdale that had called in, were looking for tickets, and they didn't realize that it was in St. Lucie County, and they were wanting to be a part of it. So you may find in your church, if you're down south or you're over in Okeechobee or up in Indian River County, that some others would like to join you, do some carpooling. And while we still have tickets left, give us a shout. The phone number again, you can call us 772-324-9313. That's 772-324-9313, and you can text or call that number. And you can also go to the website of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and that's tccalliance.com. tccalliance.com. And Chris, one more time, what's going to happen, and then close us with prayer.
Again, Thursday night, May 2nd, beginning at 6 o'clock, the National Day of Prayer will be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center on US 1. There'll be ample parking. Tickets are available, but again, it begins at 6 o'clock. We ask that you get there early in order to get seats that will, because they are not pre-assigned seats.
In other words, the better seats. Now, you know, we'll see how this works, Chris. You know, in church, I think some people say the better seats are in the back. But for an event like this, I believe everybody's going to want to be up front. So, that's good for people to know that the earlier you get in, you know, the better choice you're going to have. So, and we do expect to have a packed house. Lead us in prayer.
Well, Father God, we just lift up this National Day of Prayer, not just for the Mid-Florida Event Center, but for the National Day of Prayer that's going to be celebrated in every town, in every community across this nation, crying out to our Father for your grace, Lord God. We need Father. Your grace over our community,
our nation.
Lord, for such a time as this, hearts are crying out.
Yes.
And Lord, we come against principalities and darkness and the fear that's being propagated by the networks and the media. But Lord, we have no fear because our trust is in you. So Lord, we're praying for that evening where people will come together and stand up together and claim Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that we will be proud of who we are in Christ, and we will be witness to those around us, that we will be able to share the love of Christ that's in us with those that are hurting, with those that are broken, because, Father, greater is he that is in us than he is of the world. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate in this country freely, that we are not, at this point, banned by law to worship you in a public
Amen.
Place.
Amen.
So, Lord, I just pray that people will come up, stand up and pray and claim you, Lord Jesus, as Lord and Savior of all. And we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Chris, I am going to be interviewing Jonathan Kahn. He is going to be connecting with us before this event, and it's going to be this coming Tuesday afternoon. Karen, I believe we confirmed 1 o'clock for that interview with Jonathan Kahn. That's going to be on a Tuesday, and so we will probably replay that again Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I will be interviewing Jonathan Kahn, and so that's next week. That's coming up. All right. Thank you so much, Chris, for being with us today. And God bless. We're looking forward to what God has in store with a great awakening, a great revival. That's our prayer.
Bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
God bless.
Well, that was Chris Fogle with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And again, this hour is sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And so it's great to be able to have regional events that are of such significant value to the body of Christ. Karen, you have some mail. We have time, I think, for one or two pieces here. And David has some as well. Let's see if we can get through this.
Okay. We have a note here from Norman in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And he said, "Hi, please accept this gift from us, Norman and Kathy. My wife, Kathy, went home to be with the Lord 5 years ago.
Mm.
We love your station. Keep up all your hard work. And God bless."
That's awesome.
That was Norman.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Norman.
You, Norman.
Thank you, Norman. You must have had an awesome, awesome lady there. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Very much.
And sounds like she's still with him.
Yep, she is.
Yeah.
Amen.
She is.
Amen. And then we have a note here from Jean. And she said, "Pray for me. I got your letter Monday, April 15th. I will miss the station. I'm moving to Denver, Colorado in June." So, Jean, thank you so much for your support of the station.
Yes.
We really appreciate you. God bless you. And,
and Jean, don't forget us. Keep praying for us. And you, if you have an Alexa, you can talk to Alexa, and Alexa can find WCNO, or else you can go on your phone or on your computer, and you can find WCNO and listen now or listen live. You know, you'll be able to do that. But
take us with you to Denver.
Us with you to Denver. And we would especially appreciate that in our warm, hot evenings when it's nice and cool out there.
Right.
Right. There you go.
David, what do you have?
I have a note from Lynn in Port St. Lucie. She says, "Happy 34th birthday, WCNO.
Amen.
God bless the station. She's been listening since the very beginning."
That's awesome.
She does have a prayer request. She's asking for a prayer for her knee and her neck.
Okay. Father, we lift up your daughter, that you would bring miraculous intervention, healing in the name of Jesus to her body, in Jesus' name, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. We're going to close with a prayer that Jonathan Kahn lifted up over the Treasure Coast.
Lord, we just thank you for the work of WCNO, Lord. We, Lord, ask your great anointing on it, Lord, that you would expand, Father, its harvest, Lord. We ask that you would anoint, Father, everything that goes forth from here, Lord, to touch lives, to save lives, to Lord, strengthen your people, to prepare your people, Father. Lord, we ask that you anoint everyone who was part, Lord, your hand from Jonathan onward, Father, everyone, Lord, we ask your anointing on every word that goes forth, Lord. We ask your anointing on all that is done around it to make it happen, Lord. Father, we ask that you do a great work in Florida, Lord. We ask your hand upon this state that you have used, Lord, and that you have touched, Lord. Father, we ask for great, Lord, revival, Lord, and use this station, Father, to bring revival, Lord. Lord, we ask your spirit, Father, inhabit every chamber here, every room, every function, Lord. And we ask, Lord, Lord, that you would, Lord, accomplish your will, Lord, not only for Florida, but it would touch America and would touch the world, Lord. Father, we ask for great and mighty things that we know not of, Lord. You've given that promise. And so we call to you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you would do beyond, above and beyond anything we have planned, anything we have imagined, anything that we have thought of, Lord. Do great and mighty things, Lord. And Lord, touch everyone listening, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, your hand upon Florida, your hand upon the believers, Father. Strengthen them, Lord. Make them powerful, mighty, Lord. Lord, as a city on a hill to America, Amen. Father. And Lord, we ask, Amen. Father, for, Lord, Lord, many salvations, Father, for the lost, Lord, for those all around, Father, who need you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Father, and I ask your blessing, the blessing that you gave would rest upon this station, Lord. And I, Lord, I give your blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai, vayishmerecha, ya'er Adonai panavalecha vichunecha, yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless this station. The Lord keep it in the center of his will and his power. The Lord cause his face to shine upon this place. The Lord pour out his grace upon it. And the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Eternal, lift up his glory upon this station. And the Lord give his shout.